going to begin the elections. Before I do that, I want to introduce, because I had it in my speech to do it and didn't, I want to introduce our AV gentlemen, Brooks Beckman and Ron Gibb. Even better than the Amazing Sunshine Band, you know? Okay, and our streaming team, Louis Herrera and Stephanie Rood.
Yay!
Okay, what I'm going to do before we start, and it's going to take... I'm sorry? Ah, nobody told me Vince was a part of the team. Sorry about that, Vince. Let's hear it for Vince.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. What I'm going to do first, and it only take me a couple of minutes, but it's really important, is to read to each and every one of you, but only once, the policy regarding expectations, roles, and responsibilities for members of the board of directors. And this was adopted October 17th, 2013. So here is what board members will all sign. Those of us who already have terms have already signed it. And those who are newly elected for their first term will sign it. Successful actions happen in organizations when board members contribute their work, wisdom, and wealth. Board members are to lead by example. California Council of the Blind seeks board members who can commit to the following expectations, roles, and responsibilities. These are all bulleted. Should be a member and participate actively in local chapters unless one is not within a reasonable distance from where you reside. Contribute at least 5 hours per week, including board and committee meetings. The president will contribute at least 30 hours per week, and the treasurer will contribute at least 16 hours per week. I want to get to that 30-hour level. I've never gotten that low yet. Promote the board mission, vision, and strategic plan. Determine organizational policies between conferences and conventions. Monitor the implementation of policies, the strategic plan, and the success of programs. Remain informed about CCB's financial health. Approve and monitor the annual budget. Be familiar with the constitution and bylaws of CCB. Actively contribute to at least one committee on a monthly basis. Distribute presentation and meeting materials in acceptable formats to all blind members, and review no later than 4 days prior to board meetings. Read all meeting materials before attending a board meeting. Keep confidential all personal information about CCB, board members and employees, as well as CCB clients, property negotiations, personnel issues, and CCB-related legal matters per the CCB confidentiality policy, which board members also must sign. Take the initiative to communicate ideas and concerns to the board officers. Share their knowledge and expertise with members of the board. Be an advocate for CCB on the state level as well as in local communities. Encourage member involvement in CCB. Look for and develop new leadership and make appointment recommendations to the president or a committee chair. Board members, to the best of their ability, shall set an example to the membership by contributing financially to the organization. Support CCB-sponsored events by getting involved in event planning, purchasing tickets, attending these events, and encouraging others to attend as well. Maintain and develop CCB membership by encouraging others to become members. Disclose the existence of his or her financial interest per the CCB policy regarding conflicts of interest and discharge of duties, which we all sign annually. Each will be given the opportunity to disclose all material facts relating to his or her financial interests to the officers and directors who are considering the proposed transaction or arrangement to determine whether a conflict of interest exists. Be actively involved in all organization fundraising efforts to ensure the board acquires the necessary resources to adequately fund. We're getting to the home stretch. CCB's programs, services, activities, and staff. Lead and manage the organization as a business. In order for the CCB to thrive, the board must have the adequate resources, effective strategies, measurable goals, and realistic timetables for their achievement. Demonstrate at all times professionalism, appropriate behavior, sensitivity, respect, and courtesy toward other board members, staff, membership, and the general public, particularly when there are differences in opinion. Possess and demonstrate skills and abilities in a majority of the following areas: leadership, planning, evaluation, decision-making, effective oral and written communications, ability to interpret budgets and financial reports, fundraising, conflict resolution, membership in community relations, and innovative thinking. Attend and actively participate in all board of directors meetings with no more than two absences within a year, July 1st, June 30th. Review and sign on an annual basis the CCB policies regarding conflict of interest and discharge of duties, confidentiality and expectation, roles and responsibilities, members of the board of director. There you go. So with that, we shall now begin the election. The nominee for second vice president is Judy Wilkinson. Are there any nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations for second vice president?
There is. I'm waiting on the mic.
Okay, hold on then.
This is Rex Ransom from the highest hill in El Segundo. Hold on while they get the volume. They're giving the volume. Right again. Hi.
Hi.
I gotta say something.
Hi, this is Rex Ransom from the highest hill in El Segundo, and I would like to nominate Tuan Nguyen.
Okay, the name of Tuan Nguyen has been placed in the nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations for the office of second vice president? Okay, there's a motion and a second. The nominations be closed. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Okay, now, Judy, who will be your speaker or speakers? Okay, is that... Was that 5 minutes total? Do we have someone who can be the...
I can time, Jeff.
Okay, Peter, thank you. So it's Vince and Ken? Oh, Linda, I'm sorry. Sorry, Judy. Okay, it's Linda and Judy and Ken Metz. And Tuan, who will be your speakers? Okay, who... We have Albert Contreras and John Ross. Thank you to Pam for that. Okay.
5 minutes.
For 5 minutes. So Judy, as the nominee
combined
of the committee.
5 minutes.
Yes, combined 5 minutes. Sorry for that. Thank you, Gene. Judy, as the nominee, your speakers will go first. Peter will be timing.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Mr. President, for reading the responsibilities of board members. Did sound a little bit like a car commercial disclaimer, though. It would be great if you recorded it slowly so that everybody could hear it. Anyway, I'm going to talk about Judy. Most people in this room probably read Judy's thorough candidate statement. You might have had some reaction. You might have considered her bold. You might have considered her brash. You might have considered her critical of CCB in its current form. But that's not how I see it. I have worked with Judy on the Publications Committee for the last several years and have found her to be someone who can learn and grow and does. And someone who cares very deeply about CCB. I'm going to read you the statement that shone out from her candidate statement that gives me the faith that she will perform this job as second vice president with her whole heart and soul. Here we go. I have no worries about the long-term stability of CCB. If the organization does not survive in its current form, something different will evolve, which might provide opportunities we as yet cannot foresee. In other words, doom and gloom about how broken CCB is, how it may be dying, are ultimately not helpful. Please join me in voting for Judy Wilkinson, a woman of vision, a woman of honesty, and a woman who cares deeply about California Council of the Blind.
Okay, thank you. Now, Ken, how much time does Ken have left?
She's got 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
Okay. Go ahead, Ken.
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you very much. It really does give me great pleasure to be able to speak for Judy. You've heard about her leadership quality and what she really believes in CCB, and it's absolutely incredible. Judy is a person who took an organization even like Clua, have to be careful not to say Kahlua, so we're not drinking it, but she took that organization from under 20 members, and now it's over 40, has gone from $215 treasury up in the area of $1,500. If she didn't believe in CCB, she wouldn't be interested in building these committees that she's involved in. She's also involved in the Board of Publications with ACB. She's been involved in the Braille Revival League and also involved in library users on the national level. Judy has contributed tremendous amounts of time over the last 9 years. She's also been a president of the Faculty Senate when she was a professor. So Judy has a lot of experience in leadership. She has the type of experience that the California Council of the Blind is really going to need to face a new era of technology, a new era of leading this organization back to where it used to be. Judy is a fighter. Judy may have her opinions and be opinionated, but you know, in doing that, she's also one tremendous listener. She'll listen to you, she'll take opinions, and she'll also weigh them and see what types of opinions she takes that will work for CCB and make this a tremendously much stronger organization than it's been in a long time. I am really happy to speak and nominate Judy Wilkinson for the second vice president of CCB. Thank you.
Okay. Next, we will hear, Albert, are you first? Albert and John, one of you.
Thank you for letting me speak on behalf of Tuan Nguyen. Tuan has been working for the Sacramento chapter of ACB, and he was also head of the California Council of Blind Students. He helped to bring this organization up and helped to work out the raising of their funds. He also worked for Department of Rehabilitation as an independent service provider, helping blind students to work with mathematics and science. He also worked with them in working with the Nemeth Code and learning better about how to do their education work better. He also worked in his community working with different Vietnamese service organizations, helping to work in where he was needed, such as setting tables and doing work where he was needed. He has been shown to be doing very good work, and I feel he will bring new blood to our organization. And I would like you to ask you to please support Tuan Nguyen as the next CCB second vice president.
All right. John has how much time left, Peter? 3 minutes and 28 seconds.
Thank you all. I just want to encourage you all to cast your votes for Tuan Yin for the second vice president of this fine organization. He's a young man dedicated to the service of people who are blind and vision impaired. You can see his work for the Sacramento chapter as well as the California Council of Blind Students. He grew their membership by 10 and helped increase their treasury by quite a bit. He's also, as Albert said, has worked for the Department of Rehab, has also worked with the students with multiple disabilities and then seems to have the heart and soul needed to help lead this organization. So I encourage you to vote for him. Thank you.
Okay, let's get the ballots passed out. Everybody who has a badge with a dot gets a ballot.
No, ballot, no.
Ballots.
The secret ballot.
Secret ballot, and then a roll call will follow. The ballots I have. Are they being passed out?
Yeah, they're being passed out.
Okay, good. Okay. What you're going to do we're going to wait till they get passed out. It's an orange dot. Orange dot.
Peter is being first for Judy. He keeps it intact. One chair for Tuan.
What?
He keeps the ballot intact for Judy, and then a chair in the corner.
What you're going to do, and Ed will tell you which way to pass them in a minute, but what you're going to do when you get your ballot is if you are going to vote for Judy, you will leave your ballot without a blemish. If you're going to vote for Tuan, you will tear off one corner of your ballot. So Judy, you have a clean ballot, and Tuan, you have one corner torn off. And Ed, when the ballots are passed out, you will tell people which way to pass them. Ed and Mary Lou. Somebody has a question? I guess not.
Oh, I need to get a ballot.
And in a moment, as soon as I say something, you can be prepared to do the delegate vote, but that's not yet. Does everybody have a... If you don't have a ballot, raise your hand. I even have one. Okay, so, Ed, tell people which way to pass their ballots. Ed and Mary Lou, tell people which way to pass the ballots, or are you going to go down the row and collect them yourself?
To the right.
Okay, pass the ballots to your right. I guess except for our row, we'll pass them to the left. Yeah. Well, you don't know who doesn't care. And let us know when the ballots have been collected.
Keep it whole for Judy in my corner for...
Do you know how many mics we have in the room? Not wild ones, but...
Yeah. Keep it whole for Judy.
No, I mean up here.
I've got one.
Ed?
Yes?
How are they going to get to their mics? Where are the mics in the room?
We will bring it to them.
Okay. All right. Tell me when you're ready.
We're sorting the ballots for you right now.
Okay, when are you ready for the roll call?
Ronnie has a mic. Keep him on the mic.
I have a mic, Jeff. Whenever you...
Okay, so when you're ready to vote, when your name is called, you will stand up and the mic will be brought to you. We will start, as we usually do, with ACB Capital Chapter 6 votes. Peter, you're recording, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Thank you. It's Margie. I proudly cast 5 votes for Wilkinson and 1 for Twan.
Okay. All right. We've decided to slightly change the way you're going to do that. Can I hear the votes again on that?
5 Judy, 1 Twan.
Okay. 5 Judy, 1 Twan. We are not going to bring the mic around. You're just going to stand up and cast your vote. We'll see how that works. I've been asked to try that, to speed it up. Active Blind Inland Valley, 5 votes.
5 votes, Twan.
5 votes, Twan. I'm not on the thing. Okay. All right. Bayview Chapter, 10 votes. Ten votes, Judy Wilkinson. Braille Revival League of California, 5 votes.
5 votes, Judy.
California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes.
5 votes, Twan.
California Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes. 2.5, Judy, 2.5, Twan. California Library is California, 5 votes. 5 votes, Wilkinson, unless Twan just got elected. 5 votes, Judy. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes.
5 votes, Judy Wilkinson.
5 votes, Wilkinson. East Los Angeles Chapter, 5 votes. I'm sorry? I can't read Braille. What do you expect? 8 votes.
8 for Judy.
Fresno Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Twan. We have Glendale Burbank Chapter, 5 votes. 3 Judy, 2 Twan. Greater Bakersfield, 5 votes. 5 votes, Twan. Greater Lakewood Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes. Do we not have Greater Lakewood here? Apparently not. Greater Long Beach Chapter, 5 votes.
3 Judy, 2 Twan.
Greater Los Angeles, 5 votes.
5 votes, Judy.
5 votes, Judy. Guide Dog Users of California, 5 votes.
What? 5 votes, Judy. Inland Empire, 5 votes. 5 votes, Judy. Orange County, 5 votes. 5 votes, Judy. San Bernardino, 10 votes. 10 votes, Judy. San Diego Braille Club, 5 votes. San Diego Braille Club. 5 votes, Judy. San Francisco Chapter. 7 votes, Judy. Jennifer is too quick for me. San Gabriel Valley, 17 votes.
What?
Well, that one says 17, so that time I did read it right. 10 votes. 8, Judy, 2, Twan. Silicon Valley has 18 votes.
18,
Judy. Hold on. What are you? It's quiet. Judy. Okay. Yosemite Gateway, 6 votes. 6 votes, Judy. That concludes the roll call, and we will wait for Peter's tally. I don't know how many board prizes we have left.
We don't have anyone to do it.
Yeah. We could play a little Jeopardy or Family Feud or, you know, whatever. The audience said. Very good. Good sound effects.
It's awfully late.
66.
This is the tape replay of Jeopardy, I think. Yes, they have counts. A lot of them are on the phone. A lot of them are, you know, using Victor's nowadays. I'm telling you, I was shocked. We don't have the personnel power to do door prizes at the moment. We're fixated on the ballot box.
Can I have a count for the paper ballot?
I think the last time it was president elections, elections ran late. Oh, God. I think I'll resign now instead of waiting till a Oh boy. I'm glad I could entertain you all.
Mr. President.
All right, we have a count.
I have a count. 187 and a half for Judy Wilkinson, and 52 and a half for Twan Nguyen.
Okay, our congratulations to Judy and to Twan. Would anyone, either of you, like a mic? Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for your votes. And Twan, we're going to have a lot of work for you. This is great.
All right, thank you, Judy. Okay, we now have the election for...
I'm sorry? He didn't indicate that. We now have the election for secretary. The nominee is Artis Bazin. Do we have any other nominations? Do we have any other nominations? And for a third time, do we have any other nominations? There's a motion the nominations be closed and Artis Bazin be elected by acclamation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. And Artis, you are elected as secretary. Okay, Artis, would you like a mic?
Okay, so Charles is first. Thank you for your votes. I appreciate it all. And if you ever have any suggestions, please give them to me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're taking them in the order in which I'm told they were nominated for board positions. I'm taking them in Pam's order. So, the nominations committee, I didn't mean to imply you weren't. Pam is giving me the orders. That's the deal here. Okay, so the first nominee for a board position is Charles Navarrete. Do we have any other nominations? Do we have any other nominations? Okay, Tuan Yen, Nguyen has been nominated. Tuan, do you accept that nomination? Okay, Tuan accepts the nomination. Do we have any other nominations? We can get the ballots start to pass out. Don't do anything with them yet, but you can start passing them out so we expedite matters. Do we have any other nominations? And a final time, do we have any other nominations? There's a motion the nominations be closed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Charles, who are your speakers going to be?
Steve Mendelson and Fred Marin.
And Tuan, do you intend to have speakers again? You don't? Well, you're not precluded, but I would say that you really don't need to have them again. Tuan? Tuan, am I correct that you're not going to have speakers again? I want to make sure. I'm not going to presume anything until I actually hear it. Can somebody make sure that Tuan is given the... He's where? Thank you. Okay. It's my understanding that Tuan does not require additional speakers. So, Steve, if you are first, go ahead.
It gives me great pleasure to support the nomination of Charles Navarrete for the position of member of the CCB Board of Directors. I've had the pleasure and I'd say the privilege of working with Charles in a number of CCB and ACB related capacities over the last number of years and have continually and increasingly been impressed by the qualities that he brought to bear in those undertakings and by the successes he achieved quietly but systematically in them. Let me just take a moment available to mention two of them. First of all, Charles and I have served together on the board of the American Association of Visually Impaired Attorneys. AVIA is a national affiliate, to be sure, but the skills required of a board member there and the skills that Charles has shown in his succession to the presidency of AVIA over the past 2 years, I think are very similar to the skills and qualities that are required here. He has helped to rebuild many of the strengths of the organization. He has been very effective in delegating people to perform various tasks and take various roles that they were well suited for and that the organization needed. He has had a quiet leadership. He has been very effective in averting disagreements by tactful and effective interventions. And I think has really brought the organization back a great deal from some difficulties that it had faced 2 years ago. In CCB itself, we have worked together on the Governmental Affairs Committee. And likewise there, he's displayed qualities that I think are very relevant to the CCB Board of the Hall. A very judicious understanding of legal issues and technical issues, a good sense of the politics of things, of what is possible, what is practical, what is not, and a seemingly good ability to understand and deal with people and to head off controversies, to help people to work together, to help people not to talk past each other, but to each other, and in general, a really good ability to help build consensus, bring a very reasoned, balanced approach to the analysis of situations, and get things done. So he's the kind of person, and he is the person, who I find great honor and privilege and hope in recommending to you for our board of directors. Thank you.
Okay, how much time is left?
2 minutes and 44 seconds.
Okay.
My name is Fred Marine, and I've known Charles for at least 40 years, of him for 40 years, but the last 30 personally. I was Charles in the past and present has given a lot of time to CCB and money. Whenever there's a raffle, you know he's going to come up with some dough without anybody asking him. He just volunteers it. Charles in the past has helped women in situations as far as he fought for, how would I say this? They were forcing him to have abortions, and he wrote a bill to fight that. Charles was on my board of directors for the White Cane Center, Pomona, and as all you know, he's a retired administrative judge. He was a great lawyer in Pomona. If somebody couldn't afford to pay him, he would usually just write it off. This is the kind of man Charles Navarrete is. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so the ballots have been passed out. If you don't have a ballot, would you please raise your hand, make sure we all have them? All right. Okay, pass your ballots.
You got a body of votes, Jeff.
Oh, man. It is late, isn't it? You will have a clean ballot for the nominee, Charles Navarrete, and you will tear off one corner of your ballot for Tuan Nguyen. Clean ballot for Charles, one corner torn off for Tuan. Pass your ballots to the right, other than in the front row. Their way. Only three. And one may be withdrawn. I may take it to the board instead. What, the one's going to be withdrawn?
No.
Oh, probably not. It's going to take a good deal of rewriting. It's on, you know, 508 stuff and EEOC. So it'll take some rewriting.
Thank you. I'll take it for sure.
And let me know the moment the ballots are collected. Let me know when to start the roll call. Ballots are down there.
I'll sort them if you're just
here. Are we ready to start the roll call?
Now, if we wanted to shortcut this thing, I'd say the number of votes, and you'd have to guess if it was your chapter.
Collected. Okay, Jeff, I think we can start.
All right, we're ready. ACB Capital Chapter, 6 votes.
3 votes. 1 3 votes.
I don't know. Electing Judy twice would be interesting.
This is not Chicago.
Is that 3 and 3, Margie?
3 and 3, yeah.
Okay. 3 for Charles, 3 for Twan. Active Blind Inland Valley, 5 votes.
5 votes, Twan.
5 votes, Twan. Bayview, 10 votes.
10 votes, Charles. Never had that chance.
10 votes, Charles. Braille Revival League, 5 votes. 5 votes, Charles, is what I heard. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes.
5 votes, Twan.
5 votes, Twan. Council of Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes. 3 Charles, 2 Twan. Library Users, 5 votes.
5 votes, Charles.
5 votes, Charles. Contra Costa Chapter, 5 votes. 5 votes, Charles. East LA, 8 votes. I read it right that time. 8 Charles. Okay. Fresno, 5 votes. Three Charles, 2 Twan. Glendale Burbank, 5 votes.
3 Charles, 2 Twan.
Greater Bakersfield, 5 votes. 2.5 for Charles, 2.5 for Twan. Greater Lakewood, I'll call them. 5 votes. And they are not here. Greater Long Beach, 5 votes.
3 Charles, 2 Twan.
Greater LA, 5 votes.
4 Charles, 1 Twan.
Guide Dog Users, 5 votes.
5 Charles.
5 Charles. Inland Empire, 5 votes.
5 votes, Twan.
5 votes, Twan. Orange County, 5 votes.
5 Charles.
5 Charles. San Francisco, 10 votes. I'm sorry, San Bernardino. I was reading without reading. San Bernardino, 10 votes. San Francisco will be there. You'll be coming up.
What was the vote for? 10.
10 votes for Charles. Okay, San Diego Braille Club, 5 votes. 5 Twan. San Francisco, 7 votes.
7 Charles.
San Gabriel Valley, 10 votes. 8 Charles, 2 Twan. Silicon Valley, 18 votes.
15 Charles, 3 Twan.
15 Charles, 3 Twan. Yosemite Gateway, 6 votes.
3 Charles, 3 Twan.
3 Charles, 3 Twan. And that concludes the roll call. Okay, we will now await the tally. And I won't make any comments because they'll only get me into trouble. Yeah, whatever. I'm going to let Pam put something to stop my lip from saying one word. Yes. Yeah, that's right. I hope John Ross doesn't get elected. Hardly came to any meetings.
No, of course not. Who else is in the list?
Pam's up. She'll be all right.
Anyone else?
I can't remember. John didn't even show up tonight. Yeah, Joseph Lopez. Who?
He wasn't yet tonight.
Yes, he was. Well, John Ross wasn't.
Yeah.
Lopez was.
Okay. It's hard to hear anything.
Yeah, I know. I know. No, it was John Ross that wasn't there. That's terrible.
Mr. President?
Yes, Peter.
I have the vote count.
Okay.
162 and a half votes for Charles Navarrete and 77 and a half for Tuan Nguyen.
My congratulations to Charles and to Tuan. Charles, you want a mic?
Thank you for that vote. I'd like to thank Steve Mendelson and Fred Marin for their seconding speeches. And I pledge to work hard to keep CCB the leading consumer blind organization in California and in ACB. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, our next nominee is Pam Metz. Do we have any other nominations? Are there any? Hold it. Let this not be discourteous. This is the process. Okay, Tuan Nguyen has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? And a final time, are there any other nominations? There's a motion that they be closed. All those in favor say aye. All opposed. Okay, Pam, who are your seconders?
Should we pass out ballots?
I'm sorry?
Should we pass out ballots?
Oh.
Yes, you can go ahead and pass them out.
Robert Wendt and Judy Wilkinson.
All right. You can go right ahead. 5 minutes.
Speeches, Jeff?
What?
The speeches?
Yes.
You're about to do them
now? Yeah. Are you on? Go to the get to the mic. I'm going to move the process along here.
Dalton, go ahead.
Maybe they just don't have a mic.
I'm not sure if anybody's to a mic.
Do your speakers have mics?
No.
Okay, you want to, can the speakers stand up and somebody get them a wireless? Who's going first? Can I have a little order here so we can get the speeches moving along here? Quiet, everyone. Which of you is going first? Robert? Okay. Can we get a mic to him?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, can everybody hear me?
Go.
If I can speed read. Pam Metz has been at conventions, every one since 2003.
You're not on, really, Robert.
Sorry.
Start them over.
2003. She's attended 5 ACB conventions. Pam has been involved with the the Multicultural Concerns for ACB since 2007. And she also chairs our Domestic Violence Committee. I'm having to read my horrible writing. Pam took on the presidency of GEDUC during its restructuring period. Excuse me, folks. She's been the president of the CCB Los Angeles chapter for 8 2-year terms. She's currently the treasurer. And finally, if all that's not enough, she's involved with her chapter in starting a toy drive for this Christmas.
Okay, thank you. How much time left?
3 minutes and 54 seconds.
3 minutes and 54 seconds?
Yes.
Okay, almost 4 minutes left.
Who's speaking? Who's speaking?
Now that Robert told you the facts, I can tell you about the soul of this lady. She is just, you heard her at dinner. You know Pam. She is just very funny and very caring, and she gets work done. When GDUC was in trouble and the president was diselected, Pam stepped up and finished that term. She has been a loyal board member of the California Library Users. She's been blind 15 years, but she's been active in CCB 13 of those years, and she just keeps trucking along. She has been active with her chapter. She's the treasurer now, and she has been 4 times president of Greater Los Angeles chapter. I just can't say, Pam also states her opinion. You know where you stand with Pam. She's willing to learn. She is eager to serve on this board, but has said, please give me some help, give me some mentoring, but she is ready to work very hard and be your representative. And I urge you to vote for Pam Metz.
All right, thank you. Okay, we will now move to the ballots. If you want to vote for Pam, you will leave a clean, unblemished ballot. If you want to vote for Twan, you will tear off that proverbial corner. So, clean for Pam, 1 Chad for Twan. Pass that. Pass them to the right. Oh, here. Gene, you can... I think we'll have some different chapters, though, this time, like the Bishop chapter, or the Baker chapter, or Weed chapter.
Temecula.
There you go.
Have we...
Whenever you're ready.
Have all the ballots been collected? Has all the ballots been collected?
That's not a good thing.
If you still have a ballot in your hand, please raise your hand and they'll come collect it. Okay.
Ready to go, Jeff.
All right. And my thanks to everyone. Yes. Okay.
Whenever you're ready, Jeff.
Okay, we're going to start, and I want to thank, by the way, our AV guys for pitching in here. They do a little of everything. So, all right. As well as Peter and Ed and Mary Lou. And I don't know, maybe Pinky too, but I'm not sure. Everyone. Okay, Capital Chapter 6 votes.
Four, Pam, two, Twan.
Four, Pam, two, Twan. Active blind, 5 votes.
What was it?
Say it again. Three for Pam, two for Twan. Bayview, 10 votes. 10 votes, Pam. Braille Revival League, 5 votes. 5 votes, Pam. Blind students, 5 votes. 5 votes, Twan. Citizens of Low Vision, 5 votes. 3, Pam. 2, Twan. Library users, 5 votes. 5 votes, Pam. Contra Costa, 5 votes. 5 votes, Pam. East Los Angeles, 8 votes. 8 votes, Pam. Fresno, 5 votes. Was that 3 for Pam? And 2 for Twan. Glendale Burbank, 5 votes. Glenn, 5 Pam. Greater Bakersfield, 5 votes. Okay, wait a minute. The other, I'm told that the delegate is not here and the alternate is ill. So, just got ill. So there's no delegate for Bakersfield. All right. Greater Lakewood is also not here, but I will call them again. Greater Lakewood, not here. Greater Long Beach, 5 votes. 4 for Pam, 1 for Twan. Greater LA, 5 votes. Uh-huh, yes. Better late than never. 5 votes, Pam. Guide Dog Users of California, 5 votes. 5 for Pam. Inland Empire, 5 votes. 5 for Pam. Orange County, 5 votes. 4 for Pam, 1 for Twan. This time we are really voting San Bernardino. 10 votes. 10 for Pam. San Diego, 5 Braille Club, 5 votes. 5 for Pam. San Francisco, 7 votes. 7 for Pam. San Gabriel Valley, 10 votes. 5 Pam, 5 Twan. Silicon Valley, 18 votes. 18 Pam. 18 Pam. Yosemite Gateway, 6 votes. 6 votes, Pam. 6 Pam, and that concludes the roll call. Oh, did we? I'm sorry. I thought I...
No, it was 5 votes.
Yeah. Did I call?
Yeah, I had.
I thought I did. Yeah. Yeah, those Burbank people, you just can't quite trust them. We won't tell the pastor about trying to vote twice, though. Oh, you do.
3, 6, 59, 55, 60, 70.
Anybody have a poem they want to read?
Mr. President?
Yes.
The vote count is Pamela Metz, 187, Tuan Nguyen, 44.
Okay, congratulations to Pam and to Tuan. Pam, do you want a mic?
Okay, I first off, thank you guys. I really appreciate it, and I will work as hard as possible, and I really would love to have as many mentors as I can, because this is my first time doing this, and now that I've been elected and won, can I go home now? I still got to, oh, I'm still delegate. I still got
to. You must go to resolutions now.
That's right. Gene said that. I didn't say it. Gene said it. All right. Okay, next candidate, next nominee, I should say, is Joseph Lopez. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Yes? Yes, he can. That is not something that people should be saying. Okay. The Tuan Nguyen has been nominated. Are there any other? We'll say it three more times. Are there any other nominations?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Steve Ford's name has been placed in nomination. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? There's a motion they be closed. All in favor say aye. All opposed. Okay. We have two people then that need speakers. Joseph Lopez, who will be your speakers? Yes. Yes, you want to speak for yourself? Okay. Sorry about that. There's a lot of noise up here. All right. And Steve has declined. So, it is just Joseph and Tuan, so go ahead and get her the mic, and she can begin her 5 minutes. I don't care.
I'm very proud to endorse Joe Lopez as a candidate for a board position. He's been a member of the Braille Club for a lot of years, and then he moved to Goleta. That's close enough. But what he does is he takes the train all the way down from there once a month to come to our meetings. Joseph is a very loyal person, and he's the type of person when we need something done, we can go to Joe, and we know it will get done. We can count on him. He's also a very quiet person. But be careful of quiet people. Be careful of quiet people. It's too late. Because quiet people many times are listening. Their mouths aren't going, but their ears are. And Joseph is a really good listener. He pays attention to what's going on, and he contributes to what in their meetings. And anytime we need Joe, he's there for us. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So we will now need ballots passed out. Which are coming. And if you're going to vote for the nominee, which is Joseph, then you will have a clean, unblemished ballot. And if you want to vote for Tuan, you will have one corner torn off your ballot. And does everybody have a ballot? If so, then pass them to the right. We're ready? Okay. ACB Capital Chapter, 6 votes. I'm sorry, I was being questioned. It was 6 for Lopez?
Yeah.
Thank you. Active Blind, Inland Valley, 5 votes.
5 votes for Twan.
5 votes for Twan. Bayview, 10 votes. 10 votes for Joe Lopez. Borough Revival League, 5 votes. 5 votes, Joe Lopez. Students, 5 votes. Students, 5 votes. Student Anthony must be gone. Low Vision, 5 votes. Three for whom? Three for Lopez, 2 for Twan. 3 for Lopez, 2 for Twan. Library users, 5 votes. 5 for Twan. Contra Costa, 5 votes.
4
for Lopez, 1 for Twan. East LA, 8 votes. 2 for Lopez, 6 for Twan. Fresno, 5 votes. Three Lopez, 2 Twan. Glendale Burbank, only once this time in the Glendale Burbank. Was that 3 for Lopez, 2 for Twan? Okay, 3 for Lopez, 2 for Twan. Greater Bakersfield, 5 votes, I'll call them again. Greater Bakersfield, Greater Lakewood, Greater Long Beach, 5 votes. 3 Lopez, 2 Twan. Greater LA, 5 votes.
3 for Joe, 2 for Twan.
3 for Joe, 2 for Twan. Guide Dog users, 5 votes. 3 for Lopez, 2 for Twan. Inland Empire, 5 votes. 5 votes, Lopez. Orange County, 5 votes.
3 Lopez, 2 Twan.
San Bernardino, 10 votes. 10 Lopez. San Diego Braille Club, 5 votes.
What?
5 Lopez, 7 votes. San Francisco chapter, 7 votes.
5
Lopez, 2 Twan, San Gabriel Valley, 10 votes. 5 Lopez, 5 Twan, Silicon Valley, 18 votes.
Silicon Valley, 12 for Lopez,
6 for Twan. 12 Lopez, 6 Twan, Yosemite Gateway, 6 votes. 3 Lopez, 3 Twan, and that concludes the roll call. We have 2 positions left. And the next nominee is an unknown commodity by the name of Robert Wendt. Never heard of the man. Yeah, see, I knew that. Is that the good crystal someone's pinging out there?
Mr. President?
Yes.
147 for Joseph Lopez. 175.
Okay, thank you, and congratulations to Joseph Lopez and to Twan. Joseph, would you like the mic?
It's coming. It's going over there.
Well, can you everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, this is one big surprise for me. Looks like you guys are going to put me to work, like they do down in San Diego. Well, you know, this is kind of a treat for me because, as Charlene is saying, I'm very quiet, and I do a lot of observing, and I'm, you know, like the, and I'm on the watch. So be prepared. Thank you. There you go.
Okay. So, the next nominee, thank you very much, Joe Lopez. The next nominee is Robert Wendt. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Okay. Twan has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All those in favor of, I mean, sorry, we don't have a motion yet. There's a motion now. All in favor say aye. All opposed. Okay. Robert, who are your speakers? Yes. Do you have a second speaker? Just Linda. Take it away, Linda.
One second, Linda.
What?
1 second, por favor.
Okay. Peter's getting the timing device ready.
I'm ready for you, Linda.
All right. Go ahead, Linda.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Robert Wendt is a solid member of the CCB board and the CCB family. I have stayed up many a night with this man into the early hours trying to sort out the vision for CCB and the Resolutions Committee. He's thoughtful, intelligent, and wickedly funny. I really appreciate his devotion to the Scholarship Committee, such an important piece of our work. And we are going to work even harder, obviously Robert will, and his committee, along with those of us who work on Goal 3 of the strategic plan, to try to get these scholarship winners and these scholarship applicants interested in CCB. So that is a fabulous task that's coming everybody's way that people can help with, and Robert will help to spearhead that. I think that Robert thoroughly deserves his fourth term on the CCB board, and I urge you to join me in voting for him.
Okay, thank you. All right, we are going to now have, if you want to vote for Robert, you will have a clean ballot. If you want to vote for Twan, you will tear off a corner. So, clean ballot for Robert, tear off a corner for Twan, and then pass them to your right. Tell me when you're ready to.
Just if anybody needs a ballot, please raise your hand.
Do you need a ballot?
Do you need a
ballot? Yeah. Thank you.
If you need a ballot, please raise your hand.
They're collecting them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they've been collecting them for a while.
We did.
Yeah, we'll take another one down here.
Okay, I think we can probably get
started. That way we could vote for the winner no matter who wins.
Have you guys collected everything?
Are we?
Have you collected everything? Go ahead, Jeff.
All right. Capital Chapter, 6 votes.
What? 6, Robert.
Okay, Robert. Active Line, Inland Valley.
4 for Robert,
1 for Twan. Bayview, 10 votes. 10 votes, Robert. Brea Revival League, 5 votes. 5 votes for Robert. Blind Students, 5 votes. 5 votes, Twan. Citizens with Low Vision, 5 votes. 3 for Robert, 2 for Twan. Library Users, 5 votes. Robert, 5 votes. Contra Costa, 5 votes. 5 votes, Robert. East LA, 8 votes. 8 votes, Robert. Fresno, 5 votes.
Fresno votes,
5 for Twan. Glendale Burbank, 5 votes. 3 Robert, 2 Twan. Bakersfield, 5 votes. Lakewood, 5 votes. Long Beach, 5 votes. 5 votes, Robert. Reluctantly, but nonetheless. LA, 5 votes.
5 votes for Professor Bobby.
Robert Went, 5 votes. Guide Dog Users, 5 votes. 5 votes, Robert. Inland Empire, 5 votes. 5 votes, Robert. Orange County, 5 votes. 3, Robert. 2, Twan. San Bernardino, 10 votes. 10, Robert. San Diego Braille Club, 5 votes. 5, Robert. San Francisco, 7 votes. 7 for Robert. San Gabriel Valley, 10 votes. 5 for Robert, 5 Twan. Silicon Valley, 18 votes.
18 for Robert.
18 Robert. Yosemite Gateway, 6 votes. 3 Robert, 3 Twan. That concludes the roll call. We will have have one final position. What? If we were on a cruise, we'd be nearing the midnight buffet. Maybe our convention chair can negotiate the cruise soon. Hospitality, Warner Center. Oh, everybody will need some food after all of this. Yeah. Warner Center Suite.
So the Dry County.
Yeah, Dry County.
Sorry, I couldn't help.
46, 49, 54.
Drunk and lack of sleep down here.
Oh, shoot. 33, 38.
Barely stay awake. In fact, I'm actually more awake now than I've been all day because I'm like the second wind. I was falling asleep other times.
20, 25, 20,
38. I never saw a purple cow. I never hoped to see one. But I can tell you anyhow, I'd rather see than be one.
72, 82.
By Neville Shute.
95, 118.
What was that?
Hey, are you guys...
Robert at 52, Twine at
23. Yeah, we can watch some college football pretty quick. Oh, they're not playing until next week. Yeah. I mean, we're playing tomorrow night.
Okay. Mr. President.
Yes.
Robert Went. 173. Twanyan. 48.
Okay, congratulations to Robert and to Twan. Robert, a mic.
I'd like to thank everybody that voted for me. Twan, thank you for the competition.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, John Ross is the last name placed in nomination by the committee. Are there any other nominations?
I nominate the only guy that's not old, gray, and wrinkled. Twan.
Okay. Twan was nominated. Are there any other nominations? Yes. Steve Ford's name has been nominated. Steve, do you accept?
Yes.
Okay. So we now have John, Twan, and Steve. Okay. And do we have any other nominations? Any other nominations? And one more time, any other nominations? There's a motion nomination to be closed. All in favor say aye. All opposed. Okay, now, John, as the nominee, who are your speakers? Okay, Ken and Penny. And Steve, your speakers are... Marlene, is that it? Marlene and Judy. Okay. Got that straight now. All right. John, your speakers can begin. Well, Peter, you tell John's speakers when they can begin.
They can begin.
All right. We got to get him a mic. Ken Metz has got to be mic'd.
We ready?
Yep,
yeah,
go
ready,
ahead.
Ken.
Okay. Thank you. It gives me great pleasure to have John Ross nominated here for a board position. John has been a board member a couple of times already. John, I'm going to take another 5 minutes. John has also been involved and is involved very heavily in the Lions Club in Bakersfield. John has been involved in producing many of the tickets through his Lions Club that CCB has needed for its various raffles, especially those pertaining to the Mud Strut and for other things that we've had in the past. John's been involved as a co-chair in fundraising for several years, and he has also attended just about every ACB convention that I know of in the last 10 years or more. John has attended all of the CCB conventions. He's a very active person within CCB. John has proven more than once that he's a very capable and willing member to work hard for this organization. John is not the type of person to ever give up and will make sure with every amount of effort he can put forth to be certain that this organization will go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to vote for John Ross.
Okay, thank you. Next speaker.
You got 3 minutes and 29 seconds.
John has been a very great, hardworking member of the Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind for the last, I don't know how many years, but ever since I've been there. You can ask him to do anything. He never says no. He's always there. He goes above and beyond what is needed to get done, to get the work done that we're asked when we ask him for it. He helped with the Dine in the Dark. He's been the chair for our Dine in the Dark. He's been a former president, treasurer and secretary of the council for Greater Bakersfield Council. John is always thinking of new things to do and something to catch your eye, to get your attention, to bring up more people to the council, getting new members and helping. And I remember he was also part of the Braille League here. I think he was a treasurer once. He's very helpful with everything. He's helped get our printing done. He helps. We always get our T-shirts donated because of John. He puts a lot of work and effort in everything he does for the council. John is a great member, and he would be a great advantage for the board. He would be very helpful. I ask you to please vote for John for the director.
Thank you. Okay, Marlene is next. When you raise your hand, they'll get a mic to you. There you go. Now you're on.
Thank you. Steve has been a member of CCB since about 1973. He has worn many hats at CCB. He was the president of BRLC for a couple of terms. He is now going to be the corresponding secretary. Anything you ask him to do, he'll do. He's very modest. He always wonders if he did a good job, But you know, he always does. He's very quiet, but that's what you got to watch out for him, because he gives you a couple of zingers now and then, and then you know it's really Steve. If you ask him to do something extra, he'll do it. If you ask him to lead conference calls, he'll do it. If you ask him to send emails to our VRLC board, he'll do it. He'll do anything that you ask him to do. I think he'll be a great asset on the board of directors. So I ask you to please vote for Steve Ford. Thank you.
Thank you. Next. How much time she got left?
Oh, 3 minutes and 37 seconds.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to nominate my friend and colleague, Steve Fort, president of Bayview Chapter. Steve is the man you want there when you need the job done. And the job is often the job nobody else wants. Bayview Chapter had a crisis in electing a president. But who stepped up? The man who had already served 3 terms a few years ago, Steve Fort, and he will be serving another term. Steve Fort, first of all, wouldn't you just love to have that voice? Steve Fort attends every board meeting. He has been a loyal supporter on every board call, on every conference board meeting that I have ever been at. I guarantee Steve would never be an absentee board member. Steve is the man you want, quiet, as Marlene said, steady, and he is very, very good with learning, and he will be an asset to this board.
Thank you. All right. Everyone should have a ballot. So we will do a clean ballot for John Ross. As usual, a one corner torn off ballot for Twan, and for Steve Fort, 2 corners torn off. That's the order in which they were nominated. So a clean ballot for John, 1 corner torn for Twan, 2 corners torn for Steve. And pass them to the right.
Pass your ballots down, guys.
Can you guys just
grab me your ballots? Sure, thank you. Okay. The dies are cast. All the ballots collected.
Not quite yet, Jeff.
Okay. Yes. You have all been so patient. We are going to do a door prize, but only when the vote is...
Has everything been...
Only when we are ready to tally the votes.
Has all the ballots been collected?
Apparently so.
Have we gotten all the ballots?
Okay, Jeff.
Okay, Capital Chapter, 6 votes.
2 for John, 1 for Twan, 3 for Steve.
Sounds like a law firm. 2 for John, 1 for Twan, 3 for Steve. Active blind, 5 votes.
4 for John.
Was that 1 and 4?
Yeah.
1 for John. I'm sorry. 4 for John, 1 for Twan. Thank you, everyone. Okay. Bayview, 10 votes.
If I may.
Yes, you may.
What's the...
10 for...
Okay. 10 for Steve. Braille Revival League, 5 votes. 5 for Steve. Blind Students, 5 votes. 2.5 for Twan. 2.5 for Steve. Low Vision, 5 votes. Two for John, 1 for Twan, 2 for Steve. Library Users, 5 votes. 5 votes, Steve. Contra Costa, 5 votes.
4 for Steve, 1 for John.
1 for John, 4 for Steve. We're trying to go in the order of the they're nominated, so that's why I'm saying them that way. Especially with John and Twan being so close together, it really makes it better if you... East Los Angeles, 8 votes. 8 for Steve. Fresno, 5 votes.
What was it? 5 votes for John, was it?
Yes. 5 for John. Glendale, 5 votes. 2 for John, 2 for Twan, 1 for Steve. Greater Bakersfield. Greater Bakersfield. Their delegate is not here. Greater Lakewood. Not here. Greater Long Beach. 2 John, 2 Twan, 1 Steve. Greater LA, 5 votes.
4 Steve, 1 John.
1 for John, 4 for Steve. Guide Dog Users, 5 votes.
3 Can you repeat that, Jim?
Can you repeat it? Three for John, 2 for Steve. That's what we both got. Okay. Inland Empire, 5 votes. 5 for John. Orange County, 5 votes. 5 for John. San Bernardino, 10 votes.
5 for John, 5 for Steve.
5 for John, 5 for Steve. San Diego, 5 votes.
5 for Steve.
5 for Steve. San Francisco, 7 votes.
7 for Steve.
7 for Steve. San Gabriel, 10 votes. 4 John, 3 Twan, 3 Steve. Silicon. Four John, 3 Twan, 3 Steve.
Thank you.
Silicon Valley, 18 votes.
14 for Steve.
4 for John, correct? And 14 for Steve. Okay, Yosemite Gateway, 6 votes. Yosemite is right in the middle of the state, aren't they? Yeah. 2 for John, 2 for Twan, 2 for Steve. And that concludes the roll call and the votes. Unless we don't have one person with 50.1%, in which case we have to vote again. I'll impeach myself.
Four, five, seven,
And you can be the counsel for me. We are, no matter what the result of this is, we are going to do a door prize before anything else happens. 32. See, I might just avoid impeachment for that. Okay. Gene, why don't you draw?
Yeah.
You haven't drawn yet. Oh, money. They've been waiting.
$25 from Fresno chapter.
Andrea Pitzenbarger. Back to Orange County, I guess. Michael Dunn. I don't think he's here yet. I mean, not. I know he's in the convention. But.
Kelly Hill.
Kelly Hill. All right. A hard-earned $25. Kelly Hill. Sorry. Okay. Mary Lou, we want to do another one?
We're going to do another drawing.
Absolutely. Let Pam do it.
Just do the right one.
Not quite. My brain is not working.
They do, yeah. Olivia Presley, if I live and breathe, is in the room. Trail mix, I think.
Is that what you're giving her?
Yeah.
Okay. Give her the bag. Give it up. Give it the bag. Something else. Give her the bag. There's a bag of trail mix stuff and money in there.
Okay, I'm ready for the paper bill. It's
okay. Ross 36.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No. Oh, it's just the, you said the trail mix, right?
Yeah.
The cash. Uh-huh. All right. There's cash in the trail mix.
Oh, okay. 20.
Oh. $25 door prize. Maybe there's
Susan
money.
Glass?
In
yes.
You won something.
$25.
And something in here too. Trail mix and money, maybe. I don't know. But no, I think it's money too.
Oh, it's money?
I don't know.
There's money in the trail mix. It's cash.
Yeah.
Cash and trail mix.
All right. So, do we have a result yet, counters? Okay. We want the right result, not the wrong one. Although, pretty soon we'll go for any result. We have to save some of our prizes for later.
We have 5 home boards left.
Board meeting, some people there. Gee, I'm not even going to pretend you said that. Talk about stacking the deck.
Hey, why not? Some
more meals,
more than
20 people. Well, I'm sure we will. I'll be so tired by then.
We should.
The AMC comes up and says, what's AMC?
Never heard of it. Is that a theater? Or?
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
was really pretty darn close, too.
Yes. That's Saturday. Yes, and it's that's right. In like 1 minute, it's going to turn somebody from El Segundo's birthday. So let's sing Rex a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Rex. Happy birthday to you. And Fresno State is so bad they couldn't even beat San Jose State last week.
I nominate Rex, birthday boy.
There you go.
Are you happy now, Rex?
You accept that extra year?
Yeah.
We'll give you another year by acclimation.
This must be a close.
We are putting each ballot through an electronic scanner to make sure that
they're. This is really weird.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Here are the totals. We had
quiet.
83 votes for John, 28 and a half votes for Twan, 111 and a half votes for Steve.
So, wait a minute.
Hold it.
Wait a minute.
We have to have a runoff because.
What is the total? What is
the total vote total? Count is 223. So basically.
Wow.
I think we really have to have a runoff.
We have to have a runoff. It's 50% plus one.
Yeah, it's got to be 50%.
And
plus
we did not
one.
Get 50% plus. That is the first time I have ever seen that happen. Okay, pass out ballots. Let's hear it for Twan, for, you know, a good guy.
Man, I've never.
Wow.
John and Steve. Yeah, John and Steve.
So, if everybody voted for Twan and voted for John, and the same people voted for Steve, we'd have to vote again. That's hilarious. Oh, and you know, what are the mathematical odds that could happen in 223 votes? I'll tell them. Okay. Since ballots are being passed out, John is the nominee, so John of the nominating committee, his ballot stays clean. Steve, one tear. So John, clean. Steve, one tear. Say it one more time so we don't have any accidents. John, clean. Steve, one tear. That is... I have thanked almost everybody, but I haven't thanked Jean for helping me up here, and I haven't thanked Pam for giving me all the information that I've needed. So let me thank them as well.
I think that was my wife who called my name. Who? What? And I may not have thanked Peter. If I didn't, I'll thank him too.
Not if it was Diet Pepsi, you wouldn't spill it.
You're absolutely right. Good stuff. Not that water.
We had time to get the cherry Pepsi from Sacramento.
Has all the vote, have all the ballots been collected?
Does anyone still have a ballot?
And do you have a ballot outstanding? If you have a ballot outstanding, raise your hand. Okay, we can start with the roll call, Jeff.
All right. So, ACB Capital Chapter, 6 votes. Two for John, 4 for Steve. Active Blind, Inland Valley, 5 votes.
5 John.
Bayview, 10 votes. 10 Steve. Bro Revival League, 5 votes. Hold on. Hold on. People are saying things. The delegate is Marlene O'Neill. 5 votes for Steve. Unless you're the delegate, please don't talk. California Council of Blind Students, 5 votes. Okay, can you repeat that? 2.5 for John, 2.5 for Steve. Best to keep it simple. Low Vision, 5 votes. 2.5 for John, 2.5 for Steve. Library Users, 5 votes. 5 for Steve. Contra Costa, 5 votes. 5 for Steve. East Los Angeles, 8 votes. 8 for Steve. Fresno, 5 votes. 5 for John. Glendale Burbank, 5 votes. 3 for John, 2 for Steve. Bakersfield. 5 for John. Okay, so now is that Chris Hendrick? Okay, 5 for John. No, that's fine. 5 for John.
Greater Bakersfield vote again.
5 votes for John.
Thank you.
Greater Lakewood. Greater Long Beach, 5 votes. 2.5 for John, 2.5 for Steve. Greater Los Angeles, 5 votes. One for John, 4 for Steve. Guide Dog Users, 5 votes. 2 John, 3 Steve. Inland Valley, 5 votes. Inland Valley, are you here? 5 votes, John. Orange County, 5 votes. 5 votes, John. San Bernardino, 10 votes. 10 votes, John. San Diego Braille Club, 5 votes. 5 votes for Steve. San Francisco, 7 votes. 7 for Steve. San Gabriel Valley, 10 votes. 5 John, 5 Steve. Silicon Valley, 18 votes. 18 Steve. Yosemite Gateway, 6 votes. 6 for Steve, did I hear? Okay. 6 Steve. And that concludes the votes for sure. Well, unless I have a tie. If there were a tie, I'd say every one of us ought to buy lottery tickets because we'd certainly be defying the mathematical odds. Yes.
20, 25.
It's certainly the longest I've been to.
Hey, Chad, what time are
17, 20.
It's a good thing they don't have many.
25, 27, 28, 30, 35, 40, 50, 55, 14.
Oh. Everybody is really to be commended for paying attention, for being courteous, for voting, and this is what the elections process and this organization is about, and I want to thank you all.
23, 33, 41.
Yes, and I did thank Peter a minute ago. He did. He did.
49. Okay.
Woo-hoo!
52. 57.
He probably just lost count.
Oh, shit, I did.
He did, he said.
5, 15, 20. 24.
No, you don't.
34. Not really. 42.
Going to be doing some new remodeling pretty soon.
32, 24, 29, 34, 34.
Well, we don't have that many left, so I think we're going to save them for later today. Yeah. We have the banquet. All right, everybody's saying we got another door prize. I can't blame anybody for that. So let's draw one more. Let's draw some cash. Anybody? Do we have anybody that can grab the box there? Let Pam draw. She didn't last time for you.
Bilberry?
No Bilberry. Ken Metz? Whoa! He must be on the last train to Clarksville or something.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Take it away.
94.
Here's your cards. We meet him.
94 and a half for John Ross.
Hold it. We can't hear you.
94 and a half for John Ross.
133 and a half for Steve Ford.
Oh.
Steve.
John, would you like a mic?
Well, I just...
All right. Either one of you. Steve, you want a mic? Oh, John. Okay, sorry.
I just want to say thank you to all who voted for me. And Steve, congratulations on getting onto the board.
Thank you, John. Yeah. Okay, Steve.
Hello. I guess the third time is a charm. I ran for the board twice before, and I want to thank Marlene and Judy for speaking on my behalf and all of you who supported me. And I received the email of all the qualifications, expectations expected of a board member, and I promised to do my very best to fulfill every one of those. And John, you and I have worked together when I was past president of BRLC, and you have my respect, and I just want to thank everyone again. Thank you so much.
Hey, there you go. We are adjourned until Sunday morning.